You're listening to SBS News.
You come a waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda.
Matilda's fans were out in full force singing a rendition of the Australian classic Waltzing Matilda before the highly anticipated match between Australia and Norway in Nice. The passion was translated onto the field where Australia made a quick start, threatening with two big early chances, including one by star striker Sam Kerr just 28 seconds in. But the Norwegians began to look more confident, and after several good attempts, Isabel Herlofsen scored for Norway in the 31st minute. After several missed chances and a controversial video assistant referee ruling against Australia, it looked likely Norway was to progress to the quarterfinals in normal time. But in the 83rd minute, Elise Kelland Knight scored a goal from the corner to keep Australia's hopes alive. Here's how the moment was called by SBS commentary.
Near post is directed and it's in. It's helped in wonderfully well by Emily Gilnick. And that is a superb result for Australia. It's 1-1 in Nice.
The referee blew the whistle as the full 90 minutes had been played, sending the sides off to extra time with the scores at 1-1. From there, it got tough for Australia, though, as defender Alana Kennedy became just the third Australian to be sent off at a Women's World Cup for a red card, leaving the Matildas down to just 10 players. But the Matildas were able to manage the full 30 minutes and it was off to a penalty shootout. Unfortunately for Australia, Norway was able to find the back of the net on every occasion, allowing the side to progress to the quarterfinals after winning the penalty shootout 4-1. Captain Sam Kerr, who missed Australia's first penalty kick, says it's an upsetting result for the side.
It's disappointing to lose on penalties, but you know, these are the moments where you grow and you become stronger as players and a team. So feel like we've let some people down, but we'll be stronger from it.
Coach Ante Milicic says the game could have gone either way, but it wasn't Australia's night.
I'm just disappointed that I couldn't help them realise a dream that they've been waiting for a long time, and in the end I take full responsibility for that, and I just hope tomorrow they can in some way pick themselves up and carry on.
Norway will need to wait for a result in the match between England and Cameroon tomorrow to know who it will play in the quarterfinals in Le Havre. Coach Martin Hogren admits the physical battle the side has just endured may play a big part in the next match.
It gives us an extreme boost and self-confidence to move on. But in the same time, it takes out a bit of our energy. But the most important now is, first of all, to get back, yes, of course, physically, but still, we have to get back mentally.
Earlier, Germany recorded a convincing 3-0 win over Nigeria in Grenoble. Alexandra Popp opened the scoring in her 100th appearance for Germany, before moments later, in the 27th minute, Sarah Debritz converted a penalty to score again for the Germans. The side added another in the 82nd minute, confidently progressing to the quarterfinals for the 8th consecutive time. Coach Martina Vos Tecklenburg says she's impressed with the way her side handled the match.
I'm very happy that we now have 1 week time to relax. Probably we'll take one day completely off without football. Next Monday we'll have to focus on what our performance has to be throughout the quarterfinals, and to make sure that in certain phases of the match we gain more ground and become more confident.
In an impressive feat for Germany, the side has also not conceded a goal at all in the tournament. Nigerian coach Thomas Denneby believes his side can learn a lot from the game.
We're of course not satisfied with going out, you're never, but you also have to know where you come from, and we are not ready yet. We still improve the team, and to play games like this is extremely important for the future, to know that when you play the best ones, they will definitely punish you directly if you do just a small mistake.
Germany will next face either Canada or Sweden in Rennes in its quarterfinal match, and in the other match tomorrow, host nation France will play Brazil in Le Havre. Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.